West Ham beat Man United 3-1. Liverpool and Chelsea play out an excellent game in which Sturridge scores a stunner. And Arsenal have won 5 games on the bounce. Did that sound surprised enough? To In Airplane Repair, the most uncensored, unedited and unprofessional football conversation on the internet. Joining me today to discuss high drama in the Premier League, once again involving Manchester United's failure, Otto underscore Wolf is here.
Hello, thank you. Very nice. I love discussing Man United's failure, so I'm happy to be here.
It's good to see you.
Thanks.
And, as always, the only one of us who has coached a team, Jasper is here. Jasper Khawaja, welcome.
Thank you, good to be here.
And making up his Twitter double act, live from an underscore...
And Instagram.
And what's that?
And Instagram double act.
Making up his Twitter and Instagram double act... It's the only one of us who's played the game at the highest level. It's Luke Stamper.
Hello. Good to be here. Yep.
And Luke, what is your Twitter handle?
It is Luke and Jasper. At Luke and Jasper.
And as always, our fan on the road, at the J Doggy Dog.
Yo, how's it going?
It's good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well.
Let's begin with Manchester United. The lowest ever number of sprints in a game.
Ever? Oh, that was going to be one of my stats as the stat man.
So Otto underscore Wolf, do you have anything to say about this game?
That is so disappointing. Now I don't have anything to say, do I? All I can say is in 18 minutes, Snodgrass managed more sprints than Lukaku did all game.
It's a good stat, my friend.
Wow. That's an added stat to the stat that you said that you stole from me.
Yeah, sorry about that. I should.
It's fine.
I will ask you a more open question. So the only stat that matters is the...
top left-hand corner.
The time.
Actually, no. BT Sport have it in the bottom left. Bottom left.
Okay, so bottom left hand corner.
Is the score, Luke? It was 3-1.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Talk about it.
Well, I guess I only actually caught the second half, which ended 1-1. So that's a positive, I suppose. Just really, really bad, isn't it? Really not good. Speaking about the second half, like, you've had a terrible first half, really. You conceded 2 goals. Then it's like... But they got a goal back. Cheeky flick from Rashford. And then, like, they just immediately gave up another, like a really bad goal. Like, the centre-backs were just
There's some technical issues there, I think, but I think what Luke is trying to say is that the centre backs are really poor.
Mourinho out. It's possibly taking a big loss now.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you at home can hear that, but we Jasper, what was the gist of what Luke was trying to say there?
What Luke was saying then was Man United have no plan in attack. Like, they used to with Van Gaal, at least they attacked in some kind of way, like, with the total possession. Uh-huh. Then Moyes, it was like, get loads of crosses in.
Otto,
they're not even doing anything now. Is that what you said, Luke?
Do you want to summarise?
That's not
no, I like what it made me sound more clever than what I actually said, so we'll go with that. That's what I was trying to get across.
It was 1-0 in the second half. And this is good for Mourinho out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, also, actually, I remember last podcast, like I said, away at West Ham, it would be great if we could get a draw. Didn't quite make that, but still encouraging signs.
I think it's quite, you know, when I saw Rashford score, if that was like, if that was still, you know, Sir Alex Ferguson days, they would have just powered on, taken that momentum, gone on and won 3-2, easy days. But it's just like, it's a real sign of like their temperament at the moment.
Moment. At the moment.
Drama in the in continuing social media Mourinho out news.
Uh-huh.
Antonio Valencia liked a post in which the caption was "Time for Mourinho to go."
Wow.
Yeah, he has since had to apologise and said, "These are not my views, and I apologise for this. I am fully supportive of the manager and my teammates."
But, like, what's the context of the post? Well, it's like, time for Mourinho to go to the top of the greatest manager of all time standings, you know? Probably a simple misunderstanding, like, construed badly by the media. Actually, why am I saying this? I want Mourinho out. Yeah, no, Antonio Valencia hates him. Get rid of him. Yeah, get him gone.
This was also quite an Instagram
protest, as, like, if it was all on purpose. Just to like a post, you know?
Oh, but these days you never really know, do you?
Yeah, it's true.
He can't be that stupid as to do that deliberately.
Yeah, it may have just been
an accident.
I think it was an accident.
What was Victor Lindelof doing with Scott McTominay at the back? What did they do? What was going on?
In the West Ham game?
Yeah.
They were playing a three at the back, weren't they?
It was really bad.
It was... But they were all shocking. Like, they didn't look like they really knew the system well enough to start with.
Yeah.
And West Ham scored really early on, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Like,
a couple of minutes in. And they just kept playing through them quite easily.
It is a bit odd that Eric Bailly doesn't play for them.
Well, he played last night in the Champions League. So we dropped McTominay and Lindelof after that. But no one's got any rhythm out of the centre-backs. I think Smalling plays the most, but it really struggles on the ball, Smalling. It's painful to watch at times.
So is it actually like, is the official podcast stance that he is going to get sacked?
Yeah, I think,
Who have they got the weekend, do we know?
I don't want him to get sacked. I'd like him to stay for a while longer.
Is that because you're enjoying the suffering?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy the suffering of both Mourinho and Man United, so it's a double plus for me.
They've got Newcastle United next week at Old Trafford. That could be good.
Rafa would love to.
They don't really get on,
Mourinho,
do they?
They hate each other.
Ooh. And Rafa hates Man United as well.
I mean, it's going to be the most boring match since Cardiff-Burnley.
It is a bit odd, isn't it? It's like, Mourinho's been there for nearly three seasons. You don't really know how they play. Why is it like that?
I don't know. Like, I was thinking about this, because the old Chelsea team he had, like, when he had Duff and Robin on the wings, they would just roast fullbacks and Drogba would finish everything, Lampard coming in behind. They did... It was never ultra attack, but they scored goals. Madrid scored loads of goals. I mean, they had a lot of quality, but were really good on the counter attack, especially. But this team is just like so flat, isn't it? I don't know whether they try and counter or yeah.
I don't know. But so we're saying he is going to get sacked. How long has he got, Johnny?
Where are they now? They're like 12th or something.
They're 10th.
The 10th. I reckon I'll give him a month and then he's gone.
Does anyone know how long his contract is?
I don't know.
Isn't it a few years or something?
I think they extended it to quite a few years.
He signed a big one.
And they had to pay Moyes out, didn't they? Must have had to pay him out for years.
Yeah, they'll have to pay him like 8-9 million. But like that isn't even that much in football these days.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, should we talk about West Ham? Because, like, they were quite good. Marko Arnautovic, Otto, is, like, actually quite a good player.
Well, this is we've been waiting for this for a long time, because when he was in when he was at Wolfsburg in the Bundesliga, he was great. He was like really like he was in a team with De Bruyne and I can't remember who else, maybe Max Meyer, and he was like the best of all for Oakland. They're gonna get the best out, and now Manuel Pellegrini has an attacking mentality and knows how to get actually the best out of strikers, and it shows in his recent performances.
Oh yeah, he's turned it around. 7 points out of their last 3 games.
I think my prediction has been. I think I've been really validated in with this with my West Ham prediction. So I've said from the beginning that Pellegrini is going to get the best out of them soon.
Well, congratulations to you.
Can we just go over your last prediction, Otto, where you said Fulham Everton will be 0-0 at half time, which you got correct. Then you said 3-0 Fulham.
I meant Everton.
Oh, okay. Simple yeah, mistake. No. Okay.
I said Mitrovic hat-trick, when actually I meant Sigurdsson hat-trick.
Oh, Gylfi Sigurdsson. What a goal by Gylfi Sigurdsson.
Was it, though? I don't even think it was.
Really? How can you say that?
I don't know. It was just really angered me.
Is that because it was against Fulham?
Yeah, I really shouldn't be the one to talk about this match to you, yeah.
He missed a penalty as well, Sigurdsson, didn't he?
Yeah, Sigurdsson had a really good game. It was like the Sigurdsson of old, I want
to
say.
Yeah, where was he when he used to be?
No, the thing is...
Swansea.
But then he went to Spurs and then went back to Swansea. So
yeah, and then got bought for 50 million.
So was he shit? He was shit at Spurs and then he was good at Swansea like he was before at Swansea.
And now he's proved he can do it outside Wales.
Yeah.
Has he?
Yeah,
I think he proved yesterday that he could do it outside Wales.
Yeah, yeah, okay, so he could do it, but he hasn't been able to consistently do it outside of Wales.
No.
Like, if you're spending 50 mil on a 29-year-old, you kind of want them to be kind of quite consistent, quite good. He's been all right.
Yeah, does he like blow hot and cold? You know, I mean, it's like if you're building a team around.
He's like an Icelandic volcano.
I don't know, I feel like volcanoes are kind of always warm, aren't they?
Not in Iceland.
Yeah, no, but occasionally they blow warm. I think at Swansea, because he was the main man, he didn't have a choice whether to blow hot or cold, and that meant that he always blew hot. Now that he's got that choice, he's just not blowing as much as he used to.
I don't know what that means, but you can tweet us. You can tweet us at Pilot Pundits. Does Gylfi Sigurdsson blow hot or cold or hot and cold?
Hot and cold.
Is Jasper's volcano analogy good or bad? Is it good and bad? So Everton. Does anybody know whether Everton? I'd say Everton do blow hot and cold. They have. They've drawn two. They've lost. Oh God, lost a few. 1-1, 2. They're 11th in the table. Johnny, are they gonna finish higher than 11th?
I think it's gonna be half them. No, my prediction would be that they're not. I feel like they're gonna have a bad. I could feel like February is going to be a bad month for them.
February?
Just come for that season.
That is such a specific prediction.
Ah, is that the sound of Luke Stamp right here?
It is, but he hasn't reached his mic. Hasn't been headphones in yet.
Alright, shall we talk about Liverpool-Chelsea? Because that was a really good game. I don't want to say it was the game of the season so far, but Jasper, was it the game of the season so far?
Yes. Good football from both teams. Like, I was at the time, I always thought Chelsea were in more control of the game watching it and were the better team, but then I was watching some highlights the other day and Liverpool created loads of chances.
That's the thing with highlights packages, though.
Yeah. It's misleading in some ways, but also it did show Liverpool created a lot of chances despite not playing as well as Chelsea.
And it probably was a fair result. In fact, I thought your prediction was quite good.
Thank you. Yeah, I was surprised at how accurate it became.
Because I felt like Liverpool didn't get out of third gear.
No, that was the thing. Chelsea were the better team. Chelsea's midfield is really good. I really like it with Kovacic. I think he's excellent.
Otto, I got a stat for you here.
send it to me, a message, and then I'll
Genie Wijnaldum had the best passing accuracy of any Liverpool player.
Interesting.
Is Genie Wijnaldum any good? He's starting. He doesn't seem to
When I think of passing accuracy in Liverpool, I think of sideways pass Joe Allen. And I remember when he transferred to Liverpool and he was deemed the best midfielder of all time.
By
the Welsh.
The Welsh
Xavi.
Yeah, the Welsh Iniesta.
No, it was the Welsh Xavi, I think it was.
No, Sidwell was the ginger Iniesta, he was the Welsh Xavi. I think Genie Wijnaldum, whenever I've watched him, it's not like he's playing passes left and right. He's like a bit of an engine and a ball winning midfielder. He does some nice runs forward, but I wouldn't use passing accuracy as the stat that I would use to judge Genie Wijnaldum's performance.
It was interesting though how Henderson was taken off at a crucial time in the game, and his replacement, Cater, kind of got the game going for Liverpool, I felt. Is there any place for Henderson in this Liverpool side, do you think, Otto?
I think there's a place. The thing is, it's pretty hard for this Liverpool midfield to not have someone like Henderson. And they really need Fabinho to step up, because the midfield can't work if it's just like Cater, Milner and Wijnaldum. Because then they're all just kind of dogs chasing the ball all the time. And you need a bit of like a shepherd. And sometimes you need some manic rabid dogs, but most of the time, I mean, against Chelsea they needed that, but yeah. I think most of the time you need a bit of a director, a bit of a... Yeah, so I think they need either Henderson or a Henderson-like figure.
It is just a bit odd how at 70 minutes, when you need to turn the game around, you bring off your captain. There's just something about that doesn't sit quite right with me. But maybe it's good. Strength in depth, I'm going to call it. Salah had a bit of a quiet game. I thought Rudiger was really good.
Yeah, I think he's a good defender. And who's... They've got David Luiz was really good
Salah,
as well.
I think Salah missed... Sorry, here you go.
I was just going to say David Luiz looked a lot more settled than he has in recent times. Maybe he's forming a bit of a partnership at the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Otto, on Mo Salah, they did like... Obviously, the media like to say, you know, he would have scored that last season, he would have put that in the top corner last season, And that is probably true.
Exactly what I was about to say, so now I'm a bit embarrassed because that impression was quite insulting.
People work hard to become members of the media. You shouldn't be insulted to say similar things as professionals who you know.
So
we are members of the media. We are members of the podcast media. It's just football. And I will go, he would have scored that last season.
But Salah, this is what I think people are forgetting. Salah started last season really inconsistently. Remember, he'd miss loads of chances, and in every 10 he'd score one.
Then he really got going second half of the season.
But you don't judge a player by how they start a season, you judge it by how they finish the last season.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, Harry Kane starts every season slowly, maybe Salah's the same.
Yeah, but we've already passed the private pundits referendum that Harry Kane is now shit.
Well, we haven't come to the Spurs game.
He's going to bang a hat-trick against Barca.
What's that, Joey?
I think Kane's got some yards of pace back.
we'll get to it. I was going to ask you about the goalies, because I thought you've been a goalie in your time. I know, for a different sport.
is this a question to me?
This is to you, Joey, yeah. Well, it's not really a question, it's more of a statement.
The person who's the only person who's played in goal didn't realise you were talking to them when you showed them much.
It's more of a statement. Yeah, you know, the two most expensive goalkeepers of all time playing in a game and both performing at a top level. I thought it was exciting stuff.
Yeah, it is exciting. It was just good to see. I mean, because Yeah, it's just good, isn't it? You want to see good keeping? I saw something about, you know, that goal Alisson did concede when he messed up.
Yeah.
It took like a completely different match.
Well, I don't know what else you can say other than, like, they're good keepers.
Yeah, keepers are quite a boring topic of discussion.
Yeah, but they are.
But Klopp was just like, yeah, don't worry about it, just keep doing what you're doing.
Just keep doing that cheeky little coy turn, mate. Keep at it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, it's good to see. And then maybe it makes goals like Sturridge's just even better, because you're like...
Oh, talk about it.
Oh, it was like, you know in FIFA, when you turn the sliders?
Yeah.
Like, accuracy to 100 and power to 100. It was like done that for a minute and just press shoot and score.
Can I contest that it wasn't at all like that? Because when you do that, they just like twat it into the turn. Like, he didn't like twat it. It was like quite fit. It was like weird because normally when you're like curling a finesse, you go for like, so it curves, or, like starts out at the goal and then curves in and you're aiming at a corner like that. In real life and FIFA. FIFA mimics real life in many ways, or does real life mimic? Okay. Like he goes with his left foot off across into the top right corner, which is kind of like you don't see that shot often.
Mm.
Which meant it had to be like, and because it wasn't gentle, but it wasn't like super powerful.
He does.
It had to be like perfectly placed to be out of range of the keeper. Mm.
He does often attempt that kind of thing, though. I feel like it was.
He hit the bar the other game against Chelsea, didn't he?
Yeah.
How late in the match was it?
89th minute, I think.
That's the thing. Yeah. If that goes...
I think it was 87.
If that goes into the stands...
Well, that's the thing. You should have heard the noise I made before he shot. It was like, well, it's the classic, like... Oh,
yeah, at that point, you want to build, get a few balls in the box to increase your chance, but...
Yeah. So actually,
I wonder how happy Klopp would actually be about... Well, obviously, he's happy he scored. But, like, Sturridge, that isn't a Klopp goal, you know?
Yeah. I often wonder that about worldies, actually, in general. Like, it's a bit... It's like, yay!
No, I think...
Basically.
Speaking as a coach, Klopp would have been thrilled.
Okay.
Like, final, our striker scored a couple of worldies. Didn't go really with my philosophy, but... I was thankful, nevertheless. Yeah.
I think Sturridge has actually been quite poor the last two games, and that might just be testament to Chelsea's good defence. But
sorry, who is it who lives like by the F1 circuit? What is that?
That's Johnny Liston.
Yeah. I live right by the ring road.
Wow. And it's not very busy ring road, is it? what are you saying?
I just think Sturridge has actually been quite poor, and his two goals were kind of... They'll kind of hide the fact that he had about 50 chances. Mm. But they weren't chances, but he takes so many unnecessary shots.
It's kind of what you get with him, though. Like, yeah. He gets into good positions. I think he is... He's definitely the best I've seen him play for Liverpool... Since the glory days.
He's potentially setting himself up for one of these crucial roles in like a title winning season where you have your second striker like Hernandez used to do for Man United.
Nathan Dyer for Leicester.
Yeah, 10 goals.
Nathan Dyer. Crucial.
Yeah, Nathan Dyer. Well, he was more of an all Brighton replacement.
Are you saying in Leicester's title-winning season, Nathan Dyer was crucial? I don't think he would play for
them. No, I don't recall him.
Nathan Dyer played 12 times, scoring 3 goals.
Well, you can't argue with that. Troy Deeney said of Joe Gomez, I think he can be England centre-back for 15 years.
Oh. How old is he?
22, I think.
Well, you never know what the developments in physiology and doping will be in the next 15 years. So, yeah, I back Troy Deeney. What a wise man.
Maybe Troy Deeney is more making a prediction about the future of sports science.
Yeah, I think, yeah, his comments are kind of multi-leveled. You really have to dig in and analyse what Troy Deeney says to fully understand it.
Yeah.
Luke, can I just ask you, like, just to go back to Man United, as a Man United fan, how does it feel to watch a manager like Sarri come into a club and after about 3 weeks have them playing in kind of quite a nice way?
I guess, to be honest, I'm not a very good Man United fan. I just like a bit of good football. So it's kind of it's quite nice. Not to hate Chelsea as much, you know.
Okay.
It would be nice if Man U did something like that, but like it's cool to see, I guess. Essentially, like I'm not that resentful.
That's good to hear.
It's like a bit of football.
No,
you know?
I thought
Mourinho replacements.
Zidane, mate.
I don't know about
Zidane said he's not going to go. He wants to go to Juventus, apparently.
Oh, he's playing hard to get, isn't he?
Playing really hard to get.
Didn't someone say he's been taking English lessons?
I saw something saying Zidane called Mourinho to reassure him he wasn't going to Man United because Mourinho was getting quite paranoid.
Jesus Christ. I wouldn't want to be anywhere near Man United. No.
Another thing, how bad is Sanchez at the moment?
Oh god, it's awful.
He's terrible.
Yeah, it is quite odd. It's like watching somebody try to like a child tried to play like Alexis Sanchez.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like he's slower.
It's a bit like how I would play if we were in the park and I was going, "Oh, Alexis Sanchez!"
And trying to do the things he used to do, and just getting everything wrong.
It is odd. Mm. Why is that occurring?
I don't know. I saw something saying apparently he's really struggled with the move to Manchester in terms of, like, settling in and making friends and stuff within the team. I think some people are just worried about him in general because a bit down.
Well, it is a bit... I think Mourinho also kind of just had enough as well. It's just like...
Do you think Sanchez was relying a lot more on Ozil than we actually realised?
It could be.
No, I don't think. No, like he would like. Yeah, he'd get good passes, but like he also did really good stuff individually. And like, there were people like. Okay, well, I guess they're not playing that well, but there are people who can pass the ball in Man United team. He's
not like
definitely not like.
Who are those people?
Oh. Pogba passes sometimes, you know. If Fellaini could pass with his chest, then that would be great.
So, two examples of players who can pass, one player and then one player who, if he had the hypothetical ability to.
Yeah, I suppose. Who knows whether Fred can pass? Who knows anything about Fred?
Shall we move on? I mean, we could say that Hazard is really good.
Really good.
But then I don't know.
We could and we will.
Oh, yeah.
Does anyone... Otto, you got any stats about how good he is? He doesn't...
No, but I can tell you, and I'd recommend everyone watch this. I watched a 9-minute video of Hazard just turning on the ball.
Is it on the same ball for 9 minutes?
No. Like, just him turning players. The clip of him turning players over and over and over and over.
It's like a dog chasing his tail.
That's not quite stats.
Oh, yeah? Go for it.
And it's not exactly... Well, it is about Hazard, but apparently Baby Hazard is also playing well, and they have got very similar, like, scoring and assist records in their respective leagues at the moment.
Torgan.
Yeah. Well, just Baby Hazard works. It's fine.
Baby Hazard.
What are you talking about, mate?
Baby Hazard. I thought you maybe were referring to Hazard's child.
No.
In the Junior League. That's Baby Hazard.
That would be a good story. All right, let's move on to... we talked a little bit about Everton. Otto, do you have anything else to say about Fulham's defeat?
I just want to say... Sarri is very, very good still. He's very impressive. I'm assuming none of you actually watched the match, so this won't mean anything to you.
I saw some of it.
Was Seri's very good, and I don't know if you saw that opportunity we had in the first half.
Yeah.
If that had gone in, very different game.
It's a game of small margins, isn't it?
It really is. And that hit, that shot by Sessegnon, some might say he hit it too well.
Has anyone ever said he's hit it too well without saying some may say he's hit it too well?
Probably.
No, I think the commentator did actually say he almost hit it too well, sincerely.
Oh, so that is the first recorded event of somebody not saying some may say.
Well, I mean, someone has to say it first for someone to say it. Some may say.
Okay, so now it's valid to say some may say.
Then yeah, it would just be one may say, wouldn't it?
what has said?
Well, you could go some may say.
Ooh,
oh,
it would be very valid. But yeah, so no, I don't have much to add about Fulham.
Is it the kind of thing that we're just going to get from Fulham? It's like they are quite good, but they are not quite there yet, so they will occasionally lose 3-0.
I think Fulham are really, as I've really had to readjust my aims from being a potential top 10 team to now. You know how relegation is just about not being the best of the shit?
Yeah.
Or just not being shit enough?
Yeah.
That's now my
new. I actually think this season, I don't know if it's going to be that hard to avoid relegation if you're not Cardiff, Huddersfield, or...
Cardiff are definitely going down. Huddersfield are probably going down. But then the third place is up for grabs.
Johnny, we always come to you for relegation predictions for some reason. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, it's true. I did predict Newcastle in the beginning, and I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah, they lost again. Oh, while we're on the subject of Huddersfield and relegation, my favourite stat, perhaps, of the season so far is that Harry Kane, with his two goals against Huddersfield at the weekend, became the top scorer at the John Smith Stadium in the Premier League.
There you go.
That's his
yard of pace coming right back.
Well, it's more of a reflection on how Huddersfield don't score any goals.
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, talk about his pace.
Well, yeah, he looked kind of quick. I reckon
one and a half yards off the
pace. Yeah, well, I think he might be back to half a yard off, but like before he was on about 3 yards, so that's a great improvement, Harry. Keep going.
He can continue it to get yards above the pace. Is that a thing that can happen to players?
No, that'd be ridiculous.
The aim is just to get back on the pace. And
back up the top pace, yeah.
Yeah.
He's had like 5 goals, hasn't he? Which is just kind of weird for someone who's off form.
It's kind of
almost like he's not off form.
Yeah, you would think, but then he's definitely off the pace. So
it's almost like he won the Golden Boot at the World Cup playing shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's just those headers and the penalties just keep popping in.
I reckon he could get a hat trick next weekend. They've got Cardiff.
Well, he's got Barcelona tonight.
Ooh, yeah. Do you want to quickly talk about that? I mean, the thing is, by the time anyone listens to this, it will have already happened.
Well, so we can do a quick prediction, though. They might.
But obviously, our simulations have been pretty good in the last few weeks, so.
Our simulation computer now?
I don't know. I'm
in form.
We've been to him quite a lot. Does anyone else want to have a go?
I've been pretty bad, so I think Johnny should have a go.
You want me to predict this game?
Spurs Barcelona.
Spurs Barcelona. Well.
Can I just say, I reckon that the sound we make has kind of slightly deteriorated, the simulation
it's
sound.
It's become the same as our quiz sound.
It's become the same. I thought it was kind of more of like, do you remember that game 50-50 on TV?
Give us an example of how it should be.
Well, it was more like gentle, like...
Oh, like bubbly. Yeah, right. Okay.
Because that was stressing me out, you know?
Yeah.
We'll go again.
Should we go again?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, a bit calmer, please. I don't know how that made me feel, but it was a lot better. The way I see it going, well, what's going to happen is Spurs will start off pretty well. Kane will maybe nick a header, get a penalty, something like that. And then they will just crumble. They'll crumble. And we'll see, hopefully, not only a Messi hat-trick, but and a Dembele hat-trick, so a 6-1.
right wing, two hat-tricks to the right. Who's their left back?
I don't know.
Wow, that was
tweet us.
Yeah, you could. Perhaps this would be a good time for me to say, if you're enjoying the In Air Plane Repair podcast, you can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts.
Ben Davies is their left back.
You can listen. What was that? What? Who's the left back?
So did you mean, because Johnny predicted 6 goals from the right side of Barcelona?
Oh, okay.
I was trying to find out who the Tottenham left back was, because he was going to have a right
wing back, don't they?
Danny Rose.
He's going to have a right there.
It's Danny Rose, isn't it?
Is it Danny
Rose?
Yeah.
Danny Rose is going to
have a poor game.
You can follow us on SoundCloud, where you can. It could be you who is our 500th view. Listen.
Because
we're approaching 500. Let's while we're on the subject of subscribers, let's say hello to new follower Carrie Williams. And as always, we'd love to hear what you think about stuff in general. Don't forget to tweet us your questions at Pilot Pundits. And of course, if you really enjoy this podcast, you can support us on patreon.com. Where if you give us $2 a month, we'll give you
our love
and thanks, and we'll sort something out, you know, once we get really big.
I mean, you'll get the biggest shout out, and we'll literally like have a party on the podcast in your honour.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to talk about Arsenal? It is actually the case that Arsenal have as many points as Tottenham, and they're only 2 points behind Chelsea. Everyone seems to have written them off. Jasper, should we write them off?
We should write them off winning the league, but we shouldn't write them off improving from where they've been the last few years. So I think at the moment they're playing like a good Wenger side from the last few years, but in form all. But I think they still lack the kind of backbone to really challenge at the top.
Mm-hmm.
They did beat Watford, who are going to win the league.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think
Arsenal also beat Leicester when Leicester won the league.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just more confirmation that Watford are going
to
do it.
I don't know. I was thinking we might have to
retract that
because I think Man City are going to win the league. I don't know about Watford winning the league anymore, chaps.
No, that's a shame.
Didn't we tell people to bet their life savings on it in one of our earlier podcasts?
Yeah, I think we did. Luckily, no one listened, so
that's actually for the stat man. That's actually quite a false statistic that nobody listens to this podcast because we actually had 22 plays of our last podcast.
Well, I apologize.
Arsenal. Does anyone have anything else to say about Arsenal? Otto?
I guess, yeah, I don't know. Unai Emery's quite good. Arsene Wenger has made an environment where a manager could come in and succeed. Because, Unai Emery must have been pretty happy with the situation when he came into it. Obviously, it wasn't perfect, but, Wenger's made, he's created, a culture of hard work and nice football and quite loyal fans, and, it's quite a good situation to come into.
It is. And the contrast, obviously, is with the Man United situation.
Well, exactly. Where Sir Alex Ferguson, he is a bit of a narcissist and a bit of a twat, and he was, you know, he also was a very good manager, and he managed to create a team around players like Tom Cleverley. And when Moyes took the job, he was kind of doomed to fail. Not only because he was taking over from Sir Alex Ferguson, but also because his team sucked balls.
Yeah, okay. I do feel like the last Alex Ferguson's last season, that must be like the worst team that's ever won the league.
But also, Man United, they have the worst home crowd. Like, obviously this can't be completely quantified, but apparently their home crowd is absolute balls. Like, so bad.
It can't be quantified. But absolute balls.
Like, apparently it's just loads of tourists.
Can you come back?
And nobody sings.
Yeah. Can you come back to us with a decibel meter or something like
you
that?
You could quantify it. You could, but I can't.
Well, Man United fans who have been to Old Trafford, tweet us. Does your crowd? Is it balls? Does your team
suck balls?
Does your team suck balls? Or are you actually? Are you fine with the current situation?
Do you like sucking balls? Who does? I like sucking balls.
I don't know if actually anybody did tweet in their questions this week. So
I've got a quiz question.
Ooh, is it time?
Wait, but I've got to ask first.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've done it already. Did I do all about the fastest players to reach 50 goals in the Premier League?
No, I don't think so.
Ah, sick, yeah, I'm ready.
Alright, so without further ado, let's play Otto's Quiz Time. Otto's Quiz Time.
Alright.
So this is the part of the Inept Bear podcast that we hand over to our expert quiz master, Otto_Wolf, to give us a quiz. You can play along at home, of course. Have your pen and paper at the ready. And don't forget to keep your score for next week and see how you do against current bottom of the table. Is it Luke Stamper at the bottom?
Luke Stamper by a long way.
Yeah, see if you can beat Luke. Because you won't beat me.
Why is the challenge to be the worst person?
Well, you want to set.
They're not going to challenge with the best. Of them.
Yeah, you want to set achievable goals.
Tweet us now if you're already beating me.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's have it. Let's have it, please.
Sorry. Yeah. So the question is: the top five quickest players to score 50 goals in the Premier League. Does that make sense?
You mean the players who reached 50 goals quickest? Not like the players who are also really quick and got
the 50
goals.
No. That would be a good question, though. Hard to answer. So the five quickest players who reached
50.
Yeah, because that was a lot of questions, so I thought I'd do five.
That's a lot. Okay, alright, okay, let's do this. So this is where there's like some mood music in the background, isn't it?
Some smooth jazz.
Yeah, yeah.
Here it is.
Have you got any clues, Otto, or is it just up to us?
My clue is, I would advise you to think about, but I don't know if I want to ruin it, but think about players that... No, I'm not going to ruin it. You just do it. Good luck.
Cheers, mate.
Just think about it.
I'll try. I'll try and think.
I've written down five names. I don't know.
Right, let's do it. Let's go around.
Yeah, I've got five.
Let's say some of Jasper's.
I've got Aguero. Are you answering?
Aguero is right.
Yes.
How many people got that right?
I got that right.
Yeah, no. So,
just Johnny didn't.
Yeah.
Ooh. Nice. All right. Yeah.
I've also got Drogba.
Nope.
Boom.
No. Sorry, mate.
I've got Michael Owen.
No. Again, he was quite close, but no.
Fuck.
Sorry, mate.
Someone else would have.
My guy was so young when he started playing in the Premier League. He used to
bang them in really early on in his career, I thought.
Yeah, he was banging them in, but not that fast.
Okay.
Just read the next one on your phone.
Harry Kane, but I'm doubting it now.
Harry Kane, definitely not. He was shit for ages.
Ooh.
Fuck. Thierry Henry?
No.
Oh, I put Henry!
I put Henry.
Oh, shit.
Have we got one more, Jasper?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's it. You only got 1 point.
Ooh. All right, I put Luis Suarez.
No. Yeah, I got him.
Fuck off.
What?
What?
How?
That's not true. This is bollocks.
He started pretty slow, didn't he? First year.
Because remember, he was being managed by what's-his-name? Shitty.
Kenny Dalglish?
Yeah, Kenny Dalglish.
Fuck you.
That's harsh, I'll take it. Shitty. King Kenny.
I think you're forgetting who he took over from. King Kenny.
Roy Hodgson?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that is so good.
Yeah, that's right. I got Wayne Rooney.
No.
This is hard.
You guys have gone about this the wrong way.
Well, yeah.
What about Rui Van Nistelrooy? They need to arrive at their peak.
What about Rui Van Nistelrooy?
Yeah.
I swear to you, I had him down and changed him to Henri.
Fuck that shit, I don't give a fuck.
Fuck, I actually had him down in my notes, Otto, and changed him to Henri.
So Johnny and Luke get it. Jasper, you're not getting a point for that.
Fuck off, I didn't have him.
Oh. I was just saying that's a nice idea.
How about this?
So did anyone have him?
Yeah, I got him. It got changed to.
Robin Van Persie.
No, Robin Van Persie was shit for so long.
What about like Dwight York, Andy Cole?
Andy Cole, there we go.
Oh, I'm on fire now.
You got two more.
Shearer?
Fernando Torres.
Hey. Oh, what a legend.
Luke, did you get that?
Yeah.
Luke, you've done very well this week.
I've got two. Yes, comparatively I've done well.
It's quite patronising.
I'm still a few yards off the pace.
Luke, that is good for you. That's good for you.
How about Carlos Tevez?
No.
Back to regular.
But on the right... No, actually not on the right track. I was going to say on the right track and that they're both kind of ugly, but... Has anyone got the last one? Has anyone got one that hasn't been said?
All of mine have been done.
Shearer.
I did say Shearer earlier. I thought about loads of them. Do I get a point for thinking about them?
So I only got one point.
I'm gonna put in brackets next to your points. Thought about quite a few of the answers.
Cheers, mate.
So, what are the scores?
The scores are, in last place remains Luke with 9.
Hey.
Johnny with 10.
Ooh.
Jasper has 12, but he has thought about quite a few of the answers. And Thomas with 13.
Oh, still
Ooh.
Ooh, wow. All right, that was quite a fun.
Hey, very close.
That is, it's we've got
I'm
a bit
of one.
We've got a title race on this season.
We really did.
Pretty impressive.
All right, well, tune in next time for more of Otto's Quiz Time. Okay.
do we want to talk about the fact that the Premier League is now the least competitive of the leagues?
The least competitive?
Well, not actually. Obviously, you've still got French. Huh?
What makes it the least competitive?
Should I get the Sid Lowe comment?
That's just dumb. I mean, like, the top four is only separated by 4 points.
So, Sid Lowe has said, just 7 weeks in, no one is winless in Spain and no one is unbeaten. The gap from top to bottom is 10 points. It's 17 in England. And between the top three, the top three have dropped 23 points compared to 8 in the Premier League, where City, Liverpool and Chelsea have not lost.
I think that just means the top three in Spain have got worse.
I think it just means that Barcelona and Real Madrid have had a couple of bad weeks.
Yeah.
That's all that means. And need to remind people that Burnley beat Bournemouth.
I think it also is a bit of a nod. I think that's kind of straight denial from everybody in this podcast.
No, I agree. Well, I always thought the argument that the Premier League was the best because anyone could be anyone was ridiculous.
I don't really like that because I don't think that makes a league the best league.
Like, you can go to some, like, shitty German... The Championship is the best league on that basis.
Yeah, exactly. But I think the Spanish teams, the mid-table and lower league teams, are, and I've said this for a while, are better than the English mid-table and lower teams, and I think that's definitely true now.
Yeah, well, they always win Europa League.
Yeah, and Huddersfield and Cardiff are our kind of, like, you know, they're our bottom teams, and they're actually awful.
But who's the Spanish bottom teams?
It's like Levante and like, something else. Yeah.
Huesca.
And the team that Barcelona lost to the other week.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Like, I guess from the first team to the 20th team, it's more competitive. But I think the Premier League is competitive at the top this season.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't and last season. It hasn't been for a few seasons.
There's been different winners. Actually, maybe there hasn't.
I
think Sidlow's point was, if people are going to say the Premier League is the best league because it is more competitive, that argument is false. But so you can probably now make an argument for the Premier League being better as you used to with La Liga because the top teams are better.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying they are, but there's more of a shout out of Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea.
I'm feeling a shift in the balance of the force. I don't know.
I still think, like, if you look at it in terms of, like, Europa League, Champions League, and then the competitiveness of the league, La Liga win all of those.
I agree. I reckon, you remember in, like, 2008 when it was nearly an all-British semi-final in the Champions League?
Yeah.
I'm feeling we're returning to those days. I can feel it shifting a little bit.
We're not quite there
because we've still got Man United as one of the Champions League places.
But Man City, they still have to have
their
game.
Their plan is to win the Champions League and get relegated because Jose Mourinho wants to make history.
Because there's always a big point made about the fact that in England, the share of the TV money is much fairer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I think the Spanish League have just started to like actually make it more equal.
Okay.
And so that could be why there's been such a dramatic shift.
Would that happen that quickly, though?
I don't think it has been that quickly. I think it happened. I don't know.
I think surely isn't. Couldn't you just say that Barcelona and Real Madrid, there are some great teams that are probably at the end of their. They're almost near their expiry date. You know, the classic. Do you know what I mean? Ronaldo's off, Busquets is getting old, you know, they're not...
But Barca got a big old squad this year.
Yeah, but it's not, like, it feels... I don't know.
It's not...
They feel almost in transition. They feel in transition, I think.
Yeah.
They're probably top Spurs now.
Yeah. Otto, I had a question for you. Based on... something you were telling me the other day. What is this whole Ronaldo rape allegation about?
I can go in detail.
I know. That's why I want to hear it in detail because I've only.
Do you want me to go into detail? I can go into little detail. I can just do the cold hard facts.
Give us cold hard facts.
Yeah.
So basically, about 10 years ago, I think it was 8 years ago or something like that. Ronaldo got this woman to sign a non-disclosure agreement after he met her in a club and was pictured with her. Club. So that was all a bit fishy. People weren't really sure what that was about. And there was like suspicions it was rape. And now what's happened is that like she's got a new lawyer and she's also this newspaper, Der Spiegel, which is like a German newspaper, has been in contact with her.
Mm.
And basically it turns out she signed a non-disclosure agreement because Ronaldo raped her. And the really damning evidence is that Ronaldo's lawyers sent him like a questionnaire so they could like so it's basically like a load of questions so that they could work out what kind of defense they should build and take to her lawyers. And in that questionnaire it said, I can't remember exactly what the question was, but the question was something about did she scream, and it was like she didn't scream but she did say no repeatedly. So it's actually like it's not just like, you know, like he's a bit of a twat, it wasn't like, you know, like it wasn't great consent or whatever. It was it's pretty bad.
It is a bit odd that given that information, this isn't a massive story.
Mm. Well, it is, but it's being squashed big time.
Ronaldo's got an incredible PR team behind him.
But Ronaldo's in, so it's like, you know, it's similar to the thing with, a little bit similar to the thing to do with, Serena Williams at the US Open.
Mm.
Serena Williams was in, half of the adverts in the commercial breaks. Ronaldo is also in, so many things. He's so massive. He's, the face of football.
Yeah. Well, it's like he's on the cover of FIFA, isn't he, you know?
Yeah, exactly. He's crazy. Ronaldo's just come out with a statement.
Yeah, he's denied it, I think.
But he's just denied it, obviously. But, but the thing is, it was quite interesting. So, 8 years ago, his lawyers had said that the thing was a piece of journalistic fiction.
Yeah.
And now, instead of saying that, they now say this is an invasion of Ronaldo's privacy because he signed that non-disclosure agreement. So even they've realised that.
Wow.
Shit's going a bit wrong.
Top investigative journalism from you, Otto Wolf.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see how that develops, but that doesn't sound good.
No.
No, it doesn't.
I just had a thought actually. This about has anyone played the new FIFA?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's this new feature where if you shoot, and as you're powering up the shot, if you press X or whatever it is, B at the right time, you do a mega shot, and it kind of always goes in if you get it just right. So it kind of depends on where you are on the pitch. And I was going to say, Luke, I think the Sturridge goal was a bit like that.
That seems like a weird arcadey thing to put in FIFA.
It's quite
just one game mode.
I don't know how he went.
No. It's in all the game modes.
Yeah, shooting's weird. I couldn't shoot.
It's quite hard. I think they've made shooting normally harder, and then and then I think you have to learn about how. So you have to press. You have to double tap X at different rates depending on where you are on the pitch and how it is. You have to kind of learn it. It's a bit odd.
I kind of respect that, because before it was always kind of felt like a bit of a lottery whether you banged it in top bins or just straight at the keeper.
And also they've all the defenders are now really quick, so you can't run past people anymore.
Tricky.
It's quite bizarre actually. Everybody is a lot faster off the ball than they are.
I always did find it funny how defenders were so much, even like Varane, who's quicker than anyone. FIFA would be so much slower just to give him a chance.
It is odd. But then maybe it's good. Just on the note about the Premier League being the best league in the world, Otto, you had a good stat about the Cardiff City Burnley game. Do you want to...
Is this in regard to Cardiff?
This is in regards to the amount of time the ball was in play.
Oh yeah, this is a big thing about how the Premier League have got plans to try and stamp out time wasting, because there was only 46 minutes, I think, of actual time spent playing in the game, and 8.5 minutes waiting for one of the Cardiff players to take long throws.
I thought about this long throw thing for a while, because throw-ins just count as natural flow of the game. So
they don't even give extra time for throws, do they?
But if your centre back is going up for every long throw,
yeah, and you've got your ball with that towel, and you're getting the ball all dry, and
So how would they get rid of it?
It's the same for free kicks, though, isn't it? Like you take time taking a free kick. They don't have that one.
But do they?
No, but free kicks are less common. Big free kicks are less common than throw-ins.
So how would they? What would they do? Would they just stop the watch?
Kind of do a rugby style situation. That's what they've talked about before, doing a 60 to 70 minute game and doing rugby.
The thing is,
what does the fourth official do? That could be his job.
I don't think I really have a problem with that. I mean, it's like watching the Liverpool Chelsea game. I don't know if there's anything It wasn't, could the rules be improved to make that a better game?
I don't think that's the problem. Well, that kind of game's fine. It's more...
The rule change isn't for games like Liverpool-Chelsea.
Yeah.
Because they're not looking to waste time the whole game. They're not, you know... So that isn't why. That isn't who you're doing it for. You're doing it for twats like Neil Warnock.
But because Jasper was saying it might even, because even in a game of like a lower quality, you would probably end up being in the stadium for quite a long time because the ball always goes out of play.
Well, I think basically you'd have to, it would change football as we know it.
Well, no, you just have to reduce the time.
No, but I think it would genuinely, you have teams like Cardiff who literally will build their tactics around wasting time.
Do you think Cardiff really built their tactics around wasting time?
Cardiff lost that game, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
So were they wasting time or purely?
But
Maybe they've gone again.
Oh, I think we're back.
Oh, yeah.
We're back.
Cool. Maybe it's just time to say about the games we didn't talk about that are happening next weekend. The big one being Liverpool-Man City.
Big game.
Top of the table clash. Shall we just have your...
I heard on a past podcast that you had stated that Liverpool was definitely getting 6 points from Man City.
Six? I don't know.
They beat them every time.
Wow. I don't know if I want to stand by that. But if I said it, then I'll stand by it. Should we just have can we have your one word and your scoreline prediction, please?
One word?
Yeah, you've got to say one word about the game, and then you've also got to predict your score.
Sorry.
It's at Anfield. So, Jasper, we'll come to you first, please. One word and one scoreline.
Exciting. 1-1.
Alright. Otto?
1-1. Fifth, 3-1 Liverpool.
What was that word?
What was the word?
That's fifth.
Is that about the gearage?
Yeah, that is
about the gearage. Oh, I like it. You know what, Luke? I can't think of a better prediction than that, so I'm just going to say I think I agree entirely with yours. That's great.
That's official pilot pundits.
Are you going to agree as well, Johnny?
I might agree with... No. Yeah. 3-2.
Do you know, I'm actually thinking that City may want to get that... That they might get their own back, I think. I don't know. I don't know if we've seen...
It depends.
Liverpool have been quite good, but... Who knows?
Yeah, if Liverpool don't step up, then above how they've been, if they stay in third gear, they'll be in trouble.
I think you're right. And on that note, perhaps we should call it full time.
Oh, I like that.
Here on the...
Is there no extra time? No, because we changed the rules.
Yeah, baby. All right, let's say... Thank you and goodbye to Jasper Khawaja.
Thank you.
And goodbye. And his Twitter other half, Luke Stamper, thanks for joining us.
Goodbye and thank you.
Woo-hoo. Let's say many happy returns to Otto_Wolf.
A warm farewell.
And let's say... See you later to at the J Doggy Dog.
Yeah, later is.
And it's just time for me to leave you with this. If you eat caviar every day, it's difficult to return to sausages. That's Arsene Wenger. Goodbye.
Is it about anything?
Goodbye. Goodbye. Oh, you were talking about it.
You can tweet us.
Yeah, you can tweet us. What does it mean?
Is it about anything?
Is it actually just about Arsene Wenger's diet? I think also if you eat sausages every day, it might be difficult to...